Welcome everyone to another Industry in Transition Zoom call with our friend Jeff Smith from Janney Montgomery. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
We're doing very well, So, well, you and I, we've known each other for a long time and we talk offline, but I think this is the first time we've had you on the show. So we're happy to have you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
So overall, now that I think I last talked to Jerry, we were sort of in the middle of the pandemic, but now we're certainly seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. How do you feel overall, Janney did?
I thought we did great. You know, we were all shut down last spring, and from a recruiting perspective, our home office visits fell off. And, HOV, home office visits, typically where we have a candidate come in.
Now, Jeff, I should say, actually, I didn't mention this, that you're head of recruiting at Janney too. So I should have said that in the opening. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so, well, that's why quite right. From a recruiting perspective, it was a very interesting time. And, you know, typically we'll have 10 financial advisors visit us each month. And we went through a course, I think in March, April, and May, where we had combined 6 people. And 5 of those were virtual. So, I mean, you know, the spigot was turned off completely, which resulted in fewer hires in the fall. But we adapted to that from a recruiting perspective with virtual home office visits. We've done very well since. And so the activity has certainly picked up from a VHOV perspective and also from a hiring perspective. From a FA perspective, you know, the Janney FA has really adapted to, I guess, leveraging technology and really focusing on planning more so than they were in the past. And so that's really picked up and benefited them with increased assets and increased revenue.
It's always good to talk to somebody who's recruiting out there every day. What are you hearing? What are you hearing from advisors, like in your conversations? You know, what are they looking for? You know, and by the way, has that changed a little bit since we've had this pandemic? In other words, guys are at home now, right? And they're making calls at home. Are you getting a different sense of what's important to them versus what it was maybe, you know, a year and a half ago?
Well, yes and no. I think there's some of the common themes that they want. They want a firm to be their partner and an advocate for them. But I think the pandemic has changed the thought process in a lot of ways. I think it's enabled advisors to really rethink their business and rethink the relationship with their parent firm. I also think that one thing this has done for financial advisors is made them realize that the relationship that they have is really between them and the client, not so much between the client and the firm. And I think that's enabled a lot of FAs to rethink where they're doing business and where they're choosing to work. Right. And it's been a benefit for us.
So most advisors, you know, I think that this whole idea of time at home has given advisors an opportunity to reflect on some of those things, right? I mean, they've really been able to sit down and say, what's important to me, you know, what's not important, and then how much do I need sort of say a very large firm versus, you know, maybe a firm with a group of people I could work with.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we have found one of the main reasons why people join Janney is decide to look at other alternatives is the back office support that they're getting. And, you know, I think the pandemic has really called that into action. I mean, a lot of people are really rethinking, you know, are they getting the support that they need and should they look elsewhere? And that's really, that's why I think you're seeing a lot more activity and a lot more people looking at options other than the traditional wirehouses.
What worked? You mentioned that you guys went to virtual home office visits and stuff like that. What worked best? What were some of the things? And I also would ask, out of all those things that happened, I mean, there were some efficiencies with recruiting because you weren't on a plane going everywhere every 2 minutes, right? So you were at the office. What stuff did you keep in terms of recruiting? What out of all the new ways of doing stuff with the pandemic, obviously, you know, we all can't wait. I know you're a people person, right? You want to get back to shaking hands, but what are you going to keep that started in the pandemic that'll help you?
Well, I think, you know, during doing visits virtually has been really beneficial for us in a number of different ways. We have what we call a VHOV light, where if you have an individual who's not quite there to make the full commitment to a formal virtual home office visit, we might have them meet with 1, 2, or 3 senior leaders or thought leadership at Janney. And so that is a degree of flexibility that our branch managers have been able to introduce to candidates in their market that would consider something like that instead of spending, you know, a day in Philadelphia or 6-7 hours on a meeting virtually. I mean, they might be here for an hour, hour and a half, just meeting senior leaders. I think that's something that's going to be here to stay. I think that we'll be a lot more flexible with candidates who aren't quite there for traveling yet. You know, we've had a couple of live HOVs already recently, and we're continuing to schedule more, but we're going to use that option for them. So, I mean, I guess it's a degree of flexibility with the virtual home office visits versus the formal live home office visits.
So you had a big success recently with a large Merrill team that joined. Has that changed the landscape at all for you, or what are you finding with onboarding large teams, et cetera?
Well, I think it's a head turner. I think more people are realizing that, hey, you know, Jenny's bringing in a, you know, $1.34 billion team is substantial. And I think we've got a lot more activity as a result of that. But I think that what the pandemic has done, even before that team arrived, before Meredith arrived, is that we had a pipeline of much more larger producers than we've seen in the past. It's continued to climb. And so, I mean, we're dealing with teams that have, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in assets now.
What do you attribute that to? What do you attribute sort of the increase in size?
Well, I think that teams are now realizing that they can transition their business more efficiently than they have in the past. I think they're, again, as I said earlier, realizing that ultimately the relationships with them and the client, not the firm and the client. And I think there's pent up demand with the pandemic where they've seen large teams transition successfully and their way of thinking has changed. And so they're looking for options, whether it's independence, whether it's through regionals, smaller firms, you know, or in some cases you see occasionally a wire going to a wire, but not so much anymore that I'm seeing. But they're rethinking where they want to, you know, continue their business, not only with their best interest, but in a lot of team leaders with, you know, their teammates as well, who have a lot longer tenure ahead of them. You know, do they want to be at the firm they're at?
Well, as you know, you and I were both at Legg Mason at one time. So, I mean, deep in my heart is a, you know, love for regional firms and their culture and all that kind of thing. But I've also started two independent firms, and my feeling on the on why and maybe how regionals can be successful, you know, going forward, is that regionals were here for a long time. They had good culture, but the independents changed the game and changed a lot of thinking. And in a lot of ways, you know, I'm putting words in your mouth here, but as an independent guy, I'd say, well, hey, we were already there. Our culture was already there. We weren't chasing you when you left. We tried to make it good for you to stay, not trying to, you know, chase you when you leave. So you guys were kind of already there, but that doesn't get us the same amount of press, you know?
Yeah, it's true. And look, I mean, the independent channel is a competitor of ours. Yeah. You know, I have my personal beliefs. I think the majority of people that we speak with that are considering Jenny aren't really considering the independent route. Occasionally, yes, but you know, I think most people that decide to go independent decide that as a lifestyle choice and a business choice. But you know, it is a competitor, and it's something that we're aware of. And you know, I think we go up against it well. But you know, again, some people just want to be independent.
Well, you have the regional firms. You've got a enhanced payout versus a wirehouse. You know, typically, you've got all the cultural stuff that the independent channel has. I mean, you've got less hassles. So I think it's a real, I think you have a real leg to stand on with people, or at least give people, if you're thinking independent and you're really sick of your big firm, you should look at a regional.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I think stand out about the regionals and again, us, is that I think that the access to senior management is very important. And I think the financial advisors and their teams want to feel like they have a voice. They have a say in the direction of the firm. Obviously, if they're opening their own firm, that's all their decision. But I think that we offer that. We show that. We also showcase that during our BHOVs or live HOVs too. So, you know, they could call. I have had an individual actually call our CEO directly because we said they could. And it was an interesting call, but it went well. I think that's a powerful thing.
Well, that, you know, that is in my mind part of the trick, because it's when I was actively recruiting, what I used to love to hear is when someone would say, you know, my manager is great, they leave me alone. And I'd be like, well, you got a terrible freaking manager. If that's the case, you're not getting any value. So, I mean, in my mind, that's the softball. And that's a softball for the regional, too.
Yeah. Well, I think what we try to do at Janney, and, you know, going back to the manager, I think we try to promote leadership. And we don't tell our FAs what they need to do, but we'll certainly guide them, you know, based upon data trends, based upon what we see working with our best teams, based upon what we see working with our recruits. And we try to share that information. We try to lead them. And I think we've been very successful with that. I mean, you know, example, I mean, everybody's planning. Planning is hugely important. But, you know, Janney, as of the end of May, we've doubled our financial planning output versus last year as of the end of May. So, I mean, we try to guide, and I think our FAs really listen to what senior management has to say, and local leadership, too. So, you know, I think it's a team effort.
Well, in my mind, that's one of the most important things that management can do, which is, hey, I'm talking to these other three teams in the office. This is what's working, you know, for them. Here's an idea. And you can't get that on your own. I'm not being up independent. I started two independent firms. I love the idea of independence. But my thought was to always have independence with actually adding value on the management side, if I could.
Correct. And I think you hit the nail on the head. Bringing other FAs into the picture, sharing ideas is really paramount to success. And we do that as well. And all firms do it some way or another. They showcase their best FAs. But, you know, we're certainly in that mix.
What are some of the future, you know, goals for Janney? You know, part of the benefit is, you know, that you can pick up the phone and call Tim or Jerry or you, and you can get senior management there. But if you had 7,000 FAs, that might be a different story. Might be harder to do.
Yeah, there's been an ongoing dialogue with a perfect number of financial advisors. You know, right now we're about 875. You know, our goal is just to continue to add the best FAs possible. But I mean, you take a look at it through natural reasons. I mean, you know, we add 50 to 60 FAs a year. You're still going to have FAs depart, you know, through retirement, primarily through retirement. Some will decide, unfortunately, that they might want to, you know, look elsewhere. You know, some just for a variety of reasons leave Janney. So, I mean, we're still adding, you know, a good amount of FAs per year, and we're still growing. But we're not going to be that 1,000 FA size anytime soon.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, you want to keep the culture, right? I mean, you want to have that capability. Yeah. So that's important to us.
I guess that brings up another question, because that was in my mind, the point of the question was how, you know, you lose something when you grow to a certain size. There's something great about being around 1,000 FAs. You know, everybody can still know everybody, and it's big enough to have, you know, scale and all that. But how do you keep culture going in a virtual world? I mean, how have you kept it going? Let's put it that way.
Well, it's a challenge. I think that culture starts at local leadership. I would tell you that we've given our branch managers a lot of freedom to operate as they see best fit with guidance from the regional managers. So we have five regional managers that oversee our 120 offices. But I mean, it was really good communication. It started from the top down, you know, just frequent communications from Tim, from Jerry, from the regionals, and from all of Janney Thought leadership. So I think we really pulled together, and the results were great. I mean, the retention of our FAs is fantastic. The amount of FAs coming to Janney continues to grow. I mean, we're busier now than I've ever been in this role for 5 years, which is exciting. And we're talking to just wonderful people who are considering Janney as an alternative.
So what else are you seeing out there in terms of the general recruiting landscape and you know, kind of where do you see it going? I mean, it's gotten hot and some people are saying, well, it's going to cool off, and other people are saying, nope, it's going to continue to go.
I like to think it stays hot for a while. I can tell you from my personal standpoint, as I said earlier, we're busier now than we've ever been. And I think this is going to be going through for the next several months. I think momentum begets momentum. I think the more people see a change and a successful change, which is really important, and you know, transition for FAs, I think they start considering it as well. So, look, I can't tell you what the landscape's going to be over the next couple of years. I could tell you that this year, I think, is going to be probably a record year for us in many, many categories.
Are you seeing most of your growth at the expense of wirehouses or other regionals, or where's everybody coming from? Well, other than the big Merrill team, which we saw.
Yeah, I mean, this year we've had recruited from six different firms, all four wires, and then also from Ray J and RBC. So we've hit six different firms. So we're getting a wide variety. We're dabbling with some different alternatives to the traditional wires or regionals, and hopefully you'll read about soon and you'll report on it soon. But it really is all kind. But primarily the wires are where we're having our most success.
Yeah. And is there anything you could sort of point to that you would pick out from whether it's a cultural standpoint or whatever that sort of links the people that you guys end up hiring or end up coming to your firm? What's sort of the traits?
I would say that the biggest trait is that really an entrepreneurial spirit. They all want to grow their practice. They want to continue to grow their business. They have ways that they want to do that and that we can support, but they're looking for partners more so than being a number of a part of an organization. And so we've had success with people and, you know, having paths and business plans to help their growth, facilitate their growth. And look, they're doing great. So I say entrepreneurial spirit, number one, is the primary reason. And I think FAs are looking for a firm that really they can partner with. And frankly, they want to have fun again. They want to look at a different way of doing business and supporting their clients. And supporting their clients is the most important thing to them. And with the entrepreneurial spirit.
I do think that the pandemic and sitting at home has sort of made people a little more thoughtful about their business and what they want it to look like in the future.
Absolutely.
Maybe capitalizing on an element of that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And there's a lot more freedom in the sense that, they're calling in from their home office or, you know, in a case they're going into our offices or in meeting somewhere socially distant and maintaining these meetings. So I think one of the cool things about the pandemic for us is that it's really enabled us to meet a larger group of financial advisors with more diverse businesses in various footprints, throughout our footprint. And I think that's fun. And we've been very, very flexible. Our branch managers and our regional managers and our senior management has been very flexible as far as maintaining these meetings. And, you know, it can be done in, you know, hours. Hey, you know, is somebody so available? And we're good. And that's a result of virtual home office visits and, you know, of the pandemic, frankly.
I think that's probably a good note to end on, sort of, some positives to come out of which has been a tough situation for everybody, but all across our business, firms are growing and you guys are doing well too. So I appreciate the insights and some of the thoughts on what's going on in the marketplace too.
Yeah, Tony, really appreciate it. And by the way, it's your 25th anniversary this week.
My 30th. 30th
anniversary. Oh, you're 30th with Jennifer. Okay, well, congratulations. And you have a daughter getting married on Saturday, so congratulations with that as well.
Yeah, it's a lot going on this week, but I appreciate having a chance to talk with you guys. Say hello to everybody over there, Jannie, and look forward to talking to you again.
All right, Tony, thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us this week on An Industry in Transition. Make sure to visit our website, www.advisorhub.com, and subscribe to Advisor Hub. It's free, and you won't miss any advisor news or events. While you're on site, check out all the podcasts available. Click on the Deals pages and Resources tab for valuable content, or check out the Market section with its guru predictions, latest fintech offerings, you name it. Feel free to email Tony Seriani about specific questions we can address on the show. He can be reached by email at contact@advisorhub.com. Please note that all requests and questions are handled with complete discretion and confidentiality. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next week for the next Industry in Transition episode.